Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. You know that feeling when you set a goal, maybe it's finally tackling that project at work, learning a new skill, or just sticking to your workout routine. You're fired up, ready to conquer the world. But then, life happens. Distractions pop up, motivation wanes, and suddenly that mountain-sized goal feels more like Mount Everest on a cloudy day. Sound familiar? Well, let me tell you, that's where Stoicism comes in. This ancient philosophy isn't about being all gloomy and accepting whatever fate throws at you. It's about building mental resilience, mastering your emotions, and focusing on what you can actually control. Those are the ingredients for crushing your goals. Today, we're diving deep into practicing Stoic discipline to make those dreams a reality. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. Number 1. Know yourself. Before you can conquer anything, you gotta know your strengths and weaknesses. What are your bad habits? Where do you tend to get distracted? Once you've identified those areas, you can start working on strategies to overcome them. Stoics called this introspection basically taking some time to look inward and get real with yourself about what makes you tick. Number 2. Focus on what you can control. This is a big one. It's easy to get caught up in things outside of your control, the weather, other people's opinions, traffic jams. But here's the deal. Those things are going to happen regardless of how much energy you spend stressing about them. Instead, focus your energy on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, your attitude. That's where real power lies. Number 3. Set clear, achievable goals. Think of it like this. A marathon isn't run in one giant leap. It takes consistent effort and well-defined milestones. Break down your big goals into smaller, manageable steps. This makes them less daunting and gives you a sense of accomplishment along the way. Number 4. Embrace discomfort. Ever notice that most people avoid anything that feels even remotely uncomfortable? Well, guess what? Growth happens outside of your comfort zone. Stoicism teaches us to view discomfort as an opportunity for learning and resilience. Push yourself a little bit each day, even if it feels challenging. You'll be amazed at what you can accomplish. Number 5. Practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking the time to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. When you focus on what you have, rather than what you lack, it shifts your perspective and opens you up to more positivity. Stoics believe gratitude was essential for living a fulfilling life. Now, let me tell you about a real-life example. Imagine Sarah, who wants to start her own business. She's got this amazing idea, but she's terrified of failure. She starts doubting herself, procrastinates, and eventually gives up before even trying. That's what happens when we let fear and negativity control us. But then there's David, another aspiring entrepreneur who has the same dream. He knows it won't be easy, but he embraces the challenge. He breaks down his goals into smaller steps, focuses on what he can control, his hard work and dedication, practices gratitude for the opportunities he has, and keeps pushing forward even when things get tough. Guess who's more likely to succeed? That's right, David. Because he's practicing Stoic discipline, he's not letting fear hold him back. He's actively choosing to build his resilience and focus on what truly matters. So remember, Stoicism isn't just about surviving life, it's about thriving in it. By cultivating self-awareness, embracing control, setting realistic goals, facing challenges head-on, and practicing gratitude, you can achieve your dreams and live a more meaningful life. You've got this. Keep striving for greatness, everyone. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these Stoic lessons. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep that fortitude strong and keep pushing forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.